This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio today by
Arvind Raj
and Audrey Raj.
So, our little conversation starter today, we asked you guys, we started about 10 o'clock. What we're talking about is napping, right? So why you should take a nap every day and how you can get away with it. And like Jeff said earlier on, you're not just saying this for the sake of it with it being Friday, right? No, I don't know what he's talking about. Some people suggest that taking a nap will energize you. Some people say it's a waste of company time. That's something I think we're going to discuss a little bit later on throughout the show. So that's what we're kicking off with. If you want to join that debate, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter at BFM Radio and also on InstaStory at BFM Radio. So that's story number one. Number two, this is an interesting one. Emoji etiquette. Yes. Guidelines.
Yes. I mean, when is the right time to send a heart or a smiley face?
To whom?
Or a monkey? And also, who are you sending that to? To your boss?
I don't think I'd be sending any love hearts to anybody's bosses. story number three, Shining Monday, and will it improve the productivity of Japan's workforce? A couple of weeks ago, we spoke about the four-day work week, generated quite a bit of debate. Japan have kind of come forward and said, we have an idea. It's ever so slightly different. It's something to debate about as well. Interesting idea. Story number four as well, how a Turkish province wants to change its borders to look like something else.
The awesomest story ever.
The awesomest story
ever. The best story we've ever done.
We don't want to give any away too many details. We'll leave it at that. Right. Okay. So, story number one. Why you should take a nap every day and how to get away with it. So, some people are prolific nappers. You know, I count myself amongst these people. Mm-hmm. Arvin, I know, is not a prolific napper.
No.
I know Audrey is a napper.
Arvin is totally missing out.
Yeah, he is. I mean, and we try and tell him this, and he just looks at us like with disdain as if we're some kind of weirdos. So, according to science, napping offers several health benefits, from improved concentration to better performance at work. It can also help you manage stress more effectively. According to the National Sleep Foundation, they cite a NASA study, that found a 40-minute nap improves performance by 40% and alertness by 100%. So Christopher Lindholst, he is the chief executive of Metro Naps. He provides chairs, recliners, and other solutions for companies that want to encourage effective napping.
Can you read that sentence again?
Christopher Lindholst is chief executive of Metro Naps,
which is a company,
a provider of chairs. It's an ad
that sells stuff.
It sells stuff.
Okay.
But anyway, this is part of. He needs a nap. He's getting grumpy. Anyway, he goes on to say that if you take a nap regularly 3 times a week, you reduce your risk of cardiovascular bleed by almost 30%. Mm-hmm. There are studies that have shown other cognitive benefits in terms of memory improvement and learning. Now, after a nap, you're less likely to hit that post-lunch afternoon slump. You might find it easier to kind of concentrate at work. So I know this is going to spark a debate, you know, and I know people are going to be saying we shouldn't be sleeping at work. It will affect productivity, and of course that is true. Audrey was telling me a story earlier about a place that she has visited, and somebody, one of the bosses there essentially, was saying how it's difficult sometimes for them to get work done because too many people are napping at the same time.
Exactly. Apparently they all go to the second floor, turn off the lights and take a nap, and they've got mattresses in that room as well. So he's just baffled by how they can take a nap when the office is so busy.
Right. Which is a bit stupid, isn't it? Like, you know, let's be frank. You know, if you've got 40 members of staff and 20 of them are disappearing at lunchtime and napping, that's not the way to do it. I know Arvin's going to agree.
Super unproductive.
Completely unproductive. It should be staggered. You know, you should have at least enough people to cover that space. Now, I'll tell you a story about when I first moved to Asia. And of course, napping in the UK is something you don't ever do unless you're an old person or a child, right? It's just not encouraged. I moved to China. The first day on the job, after lunch, my colleagues, a majority of them, pulled out a pillow from their little drawer and put it on their table and started to have a nap after lunch.
On
the table itself. And this baffled me for the longest time. Until a week later, I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll try that.
And there you go.
20 minutes later, as I woke up feeling more refreshed to get my work done, I'm like, I think there might be something to this, you know. And so from that time, I have become a proponent of the nap. I am a serial napper, just like Winston Churchill, just like Salvador Dali, and just like other people, like including Eleanor Roosevelt and Thomas Edison. So if they've got it going for them, I don't think it's too much of a bad thing.
Also, no. Our current prime minister is said to be quite a napster himself.
One of the napper. Former prime ministers was also quite a
yes.
a napper as well, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, one of the one of them
during all kinds of debates on one thing or another. Oh dear.
Yeah.
But Arvin, come on. What is your issue with the napping?
I don't think it's so much that I'm against napping that I'm like, oh, you shouldn't sleep on company time or whatever. But I just think it's that I cannot nap outside if I'm not in my
bed.
Are
you jealous?
No. I don't even get that sleepy at night. So it takes a long time for me to get sleepy. I'm like I can be like super nocturnal and stuff.
Right.
And even when I'm at work, I cannot sleep. The thing on the table, the only time I've been able to do that was when I was in school during ADVANCE.
Gotcha.
So that this one lecturer was perfect. The moment she would start talking, I would like, oh, the sleep would just bam, kick in. I could sleep like any given minute. So so I think that's my biggest problem. And if I do nap in the afternoons, if it normally happens for like 45 minutes and then I wake up groggy, the rest of the day is like set off, you know, I'm not in the mood to do anything else.
Right.
So I've just stopped. I'm not stopped napping. I just never started napping.
So, sorry, Aud. The grogginess is related to this thing called sleep inertia.
Inertia, yeah.
Right? But what they suggest is that you nap for about 20 minutes, 20 to 40 minutes. And it's very difficult to do that at the beginning, you know, for anybody. You know, I first started doing it a few years ago. And now I'm at the stage where I can do an hour's nap and I can wake up kind of bing and I'm fine and I'm refreshed. But doing that 20-minute thing for a while really takes some time to get into it. But once you've done it and your body clock gets used to doing it, it's amazing, honestly.
If you do the table thing, the desk, putting the pillow on your desk, don't you get like neck aches
and
like you wake up feeling like, you know.
To be fair, you can't do it in this office without somebody, you know, hitting you on the back of the head or stealing your food or, you know, logging into your Facebook. It's just, you just can't do it.
You're not even joking about the stealing.
No, I'm not even joking. No. You can't do that in this office. Oh, but I know you're a big fan of this, right?
Yes, like I enjoy napping. I enjoy that 20-minute naps and it's been great to keep my energy levels up. It also puts me in a better mood for the rest of the day.
Right.
But I don't do it at work.
Yeah.
I wait till I get off work, and even if it's 20 minutes is all you need, but it kind of resets your energy level, your enthusiasm for the day. It's great. But you have to master the art of napping for 20 minutes, because it's kind of hard. If you are just, super tired, you're going to end up sleeping for much longer.
You're going to want to sleep for longer as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I also think that, you know, they keep mentioning stuff about having sleep rooms at the workplace and stuff. I think that's good.
Nap pods.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know there were so many people that I knew before that just wanted to have like a 20-minute nap, but then they couldn't do it because there was no place to do it. So they would go to their cars, sleep there for 20 minutes, you know, turn on the aircon, which is kind of, it isn't exactly safe. But now since more and more companies are having these like, you know, sleep centers and stuff. I know I did this interview with Sono, the mattress people, like a couple of months ago, and they have a designated mattress and sleep location at, what's the co-working space? The biggest one we have in the country? The big Common Ground.
Yeah.
So Common Ground has a designated sleep space. So when people want to go there and work, then they have some place where they can just go lie down for like 20 minutes and then continue their work.
But there is that, perception of napping in public, you know, and that, for me, I find that difficult. You know, people assume that you're lazy, you shouldn't be napping whilst you're in the office, and that kind of permeates, especially, you know, for me anyway, and I find it difficult to deal with.
I know that there were some of our colleagues that used to nap, especially those in the morning shift, because they've come in at the ungodly hour of 4 a.m. And, you know, then to keep your energy levels up for the rest of the day is just almost impossible. You need like a little siesta to kind of reset you, right? So I know they used to use one of our studios in the back, the video studios, and we used to have to kick them out. But it was nice and cozy and dark, and it really put people back into a better mood and, you know, like helped improve concentration and, you know, they were more productive at meetings.
Yeah.
And I know, like Sharad Kutin himself, he was a prolific napper in the office.
So was Malik Ali as well, actually. Just if you're listening, Malik.
Yeah, and he highly recommends it.
All right, we have to take a short break, of course, but do let us know, are you a napper? Do you, you know, condone napping? Do you work for a company that encourages it at the place that you work? Let us know. Let's have a discussion about it. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, and on Insta Story at BFM Radio. Coming up, our story about when to use the right emoji and the right time to do it. Meanwhile, let's have some music from Fleetwood Mac. This, of course, is Dreams on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.